Welcome to the Tabletop Games Blog topic discussion.
For the love of old, classic games that stand the test of time. I was pleased to see the re-released game Medici from 1995 become so popular in our household. It made me think why a game that's now nearly 30 years old was not only picked up by another publisher, but still has a lot of appeal such a long time later. So, in this article, I want to look at classic games and see which ones have stood the test of time. Now, I don't know how much the publisher Steamforged Games has changed Medici in its latest release, other than maybe updating some of the illustrations and components. I never played the game until now, so I don't know any of the earlier versions. However, it feels like it's pretty much the same game as it was when it originally came out nearly 30 years ago. A designer such as Rainer Knizia is a good indicator that the game is solidly designed, so it's likely that the same game will be appealing over a long period of time. I think Knizia is very good at distilling a set of mechanisms into a game that's simple and clear. It means there are very few rules and only one or two things you need to concentrate on. His games usually appeal to a wide range of ages and experiences of the modern board game hobby. Medici is a good example. I have yet to review the game, but it's certainly very quick to teach, plays in under an hour, and is basically about one thing – bidding. From that simple starting point, a game develops that is full of bluffing, counting, excitement, and general table talk that the whole family can enjoy together. Medici is a clear evergreen title in my view, and Steamforged Games seems to agree. Of course, a good designer behind a game doesn't make for an evergreen. Some games are of a certain era. These classic games are set against a historical backdrop in a way that wasn't appropriate back then, even though it was usually accepted as harmless, or at least tolerated, but that's certainly not appropriate now. These games rightly deserve to be spurned. I mean, glossing over the slave trade to create a fun family game is just awful. Having stated the obvious, we are left with other games that were considered solid, exciting, and appealing when they first came out, but have not stood the test of time for other reasons. Taste certainly has something to do with it, of course. For example, while Conan had a certain appeal at the time, Dune seems to be the new hit. There are other genres and settings that just don't hit the mark any longer, even though they were hugely popular in their time. Game design has also changed. While 10 to 20 years ago we happily dealt with the oodles of end-of-round housekeeping and clunky mechanisms that just weren't quite refined, or accepted a lot of downtime between turns, now this is no longer the case. Modern hobby games have gotten better on a mechanical and procedural level. They work more smoothly and efficiently than their classic game counterparts. Similarly, games are often much shorter nowadays. It is possible to squeeze the same amount of excitement into a game that lasts less than 60 minutes as a classic game that would have taken 2 to 3 hours. Partly that's because the flow of games is now more efficient, but also because mechanisms are stripped back and have become more refined. For a game to have a good chance of becoming an evergreen, it needs to be timeless. That is obvious, of course, but it also outlines some characteristics these types of games share. Their setting is not based on a fashion that will fade over time. They have simple rules and only a few mechanisms, all of which have a reason to be there. They don't outstay their welcome. They keep everyone invested, even between turns, and they have a wide appeal covering a wide range of player ages, experiences, and interests. As I say, I think Medici ticks all the boxes. The Medici family isn't some sort of fad. They are historic characters, even if the game itself is obviously not simulating history. The rules are really simple and taught in minutes. In fact, you can teach the game as you play. Every rule and mechanism has a reason to be there. There aren't edge cases or exceptions. Even ties are always resolved in the same way. Medici plays in under an hour, whatever the player count, and stays interesting and exciting right until the end. The bidding and bluffing and general table talk appeal to a wide range of players, and for some it's the set collection element that they enjoy. It just works. In the same way, Carcassonne is an evergreen game in my view. Even without its many versions and expansions, this classic game ticks all the boxes. Being set in a real-world location makes it timeless. There are very few and very simple rules. Even though game of Carcassonne can take a while, people usually don't lose interest. Even between turns, you want to see what other players are doing. Map building and tile laying are activities that players of a wide range of ages enjoy. Other classic games that are evergreen include Flux. It's no surprise it's seen so many versions being released. The game keeps reinventing itself, but even if there had been no version since the original game, it would still be amazingly popular. I guess it sort of breaks the rules of having simpler rules because the game is about constantly changing existing or introducing new ones. However, every rule is there for a reason, and at the beginning of the game the rules couldn't be simpler. Draw a card, play a card. Catan, or Settlers of Catan as I still know it, is another classic game that still sells amazingly well and continues to have a huge following, including tournaments and new releases. It also ticks all the boxes except maybe game length. I do find it slightly outstates its welcome. If you could cut half an hour of the playtime, it would be a lot more appealing. Citadels is another game that ticks all the boxes except game length. If played well, you can drag it out quite a bit, while the excitement level drops to near zero. At some point, it will be clear who the winner is going to be, and artificially extending the game is just painful. Of course, a lot of abstract games are evergreens for the same reasons. I love the Q series of games such as Corridor or Kavali from Gigamic. They have no setting and very simple rules, yet they're exciting and keep everyone's interest from the start right through to the end. If anything, these games become more exciting the longer they last. I'm sure there are many more evergreen titles. Are there any you could name? What makes classic games evergreen titles for you? Do you have a game that was recently released but originally came out 20 or more years ago? As always, please share thoughts and experiences on the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for listening to this Tabletop Games Blog topic discussion podcast. Please check the description below for links mentioned in this episode, as well as to the written version of this article on the blog. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us some stars or leave a review. Please also tell your friends about me, and if you want to offer financial support, check out my Patreon Ko-fi pages, links to which you'll find in the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. So thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you again soon.
This podcast was made possible by the generous help of my supporters. Role Patron, Sean Newman. Magic Champion, John Risley. Castle Guards, David Miller and James Naylor. Dice Masters, Alex Bardi, Paul Grogan and Robin Kay. And Shining Lights, Jacob Davis, Gavin Jones, Sarah Reed and Richard Simpson.